Sanctuary State, California, accused serial killer freed into U.S. at border by Obama's DHS. By John Binder on May 9, 2023. An unaccompanied alien child, UAC, released into the United States from the southern border by former President Obama's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, in 2009, is now accused of murdering two men in the sanctuary state of California and attempting to murder a 64-year-old woman. Carlos Dominguez, a 21-year-old UAC from El Salvador, has pleaded not guilty this month for the murders of 50-year-old David Bro and 20-year-old Karim Abu Najam, as well as the attempted murder of 64-year-old Kimberly Guillory. Dominguez, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency confirmed to ABC 10 News, first arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border in April 2009 when then-President Obama had just taken office months prior. DHS officials classified Dominguez as a UAC, released him to Department of Health and Human Services (HHS) custody, which then sent him to live with a family member in the U.S. His immigration case was administratively closed in April 2012, allowing him to remain in the country. Since then, ICE agents have placed a detainer on Dominguez requesting custody if he is released by local law enforcement at any time. California's strict sanctuary policy, which shields illegal aliens from arrest and deportation, is likely to halt such a custody transfer. According to Yolo County Police, Dominguez caused terror in the college town of Davis, California, when he allegedly stabbed Bro to death on April 27. 2 days later, police allege that Dominguez stabbed Najam, a University of California, Davis student, to death. Bro was known in the Davis community as the compassion guy who would ask strangers the definition of compassion. While Najam was set to graduate from UC Davis in 6 weeks and had computer science jobs scheduled for after graduation. On May 1, police said Dominguez allegedly stabbed Guillory to death in an attempt to murder her but failed when she survived the stabbing. A GoFundMe page for Guillory's medical bills has already amassed more than $51,000. Dominguez remains in the Yolo County Jail without bail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.